Today, we're going to bring you two conversations about a fall time staple, corn mazes. We wanted to answer a seemingly simple question: how are corn mazes built? We have to talk with the owner of a company called The Maze, with an I. They're corn maze designers based in Spanish Fork, Utah. Brett Herbst is the owner of The Maze. Brett, welcome to Colorado Edition.
Glad to be here.
So let's just talk about the process of designing a corn maze. Can you walk us through it?
We get all the coordinates and the size of the field, you know, exact shape, and then we plot that on our computer, and then we get what design ideas that they're wanting, such as what theme they want, and then we'll start plotting all of that into the computer and come up with a layout. And once we get that layout, we'll send them just a rough draft of the layout, and then from that point, we just kind of go back and forth and finalize the layout, and then we start to, you know, what we call mazeify, where we turn this themed layout into a actual navigable maze where people can, you know, not just hit a dead end and there's no way out, but make it so that, you know, it's challenging and, you know, navigates them through the majority part of the maze and, you know, and then eventually find the exit.
Do you ever design mazes to be built out of something other than corn?
We've done a few, you know, hay bale mazes or a few little hedge mazes, but mostly, I mean, 99.9% of what we do is corn mazes. You know, corn really does give it this whole other dimension of difficulty and romance and challenge. And really, it fits perfect with the fall season, you know, the cool fall nights and the rustling corn and the shadows. I mean, it just fits so perfect with the Halloween season.
What advice do you have for people going out into corn mazes? I would love to have a tip or two on how to solve a maze.
I'd say the number one thing, don't overthink it. Don't second guess yourself. Don't play follow the leader. Follow your instincts and really just have fun. I mean, all these mazes, I mean, they're not designed to lose you forever and you're going to have to eat corn for weeks at a time.
At least you won't starve.
You know, that's exactly right. But I mean, there's always a way out, and so just enjoy the challenge while you're in there.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And now we're going to turn to someone here in our state who has decades of experience with corn mazes. Glenn Fritzler is the owner of Fritzler Farm Park in LaSalle, just outside of Greeley. Every autumn, hundreds of visitors show up to play zombie paintball, shoot pumpkins out of cannons, and, of course, run from chainsaw-wielding zombies as they make their way through the giant haunted corn maze known as Scream Acres. I sat down with Fritzler at the beer garden on his farm earlier this month. He began by telling us how he goes about constructing a corn maze.
Just immediately when you're done with a season, you start thinking about the next season, about the design, what's popular, what's going on in the world, or at least Colorado for sure. It doesn't necessarily be the world, but so then we start looking at next year's design. We go to conferences to figure out what's other corn mazes are doing that's new and exciting.
Okay, and so then you have the design. When do you actually start to cut it?
In late winter, early spring. By that time, we hopefully have settled on a design, and then we email back and forth with the maze designer. They take our vision and turn it into a corn maze. And then once that's completed, we'll plant the corn maze generally in late May and then cut the design out from ground maps in early June.
What is your favorite part about doing this every fall?
There's two things. Our daytime and our nighttime are completely different. So our daytime is families and young with children, and I love seeing the excitement of the kids, listening to them scream on the barrel train ride. They put their hands up and scream like they're on a roller coaster at Elitch's. And then at nighttime, my favorite thing is to see grown men drop to their knees begging you to stop or sacrificing their girlfriend or their wife. Here, take her, and they take off running. And so there's lots of great things. It's very, very rewarding what we do.
I would like to know what you think is the magical element of corn mazes, because it, you know, there is just something about them that's so appealing to people.
it seems to be very appealing and growing. You know, at nighttime, it's the perfect environment to scare people. Be the rustling of the corn, and it just has that perfect atmosphere. And in the daytime, you know, watching the families go in there and the kids take off and try to lead their parents through, and no, come this way. No, let's go that way. And it's a lot of fun and very rewarding.
You really work out some family dynamics, I think.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, you definitely find out who the leaders are.